From Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe.
The first time I fell for you, I fell pretty hard. From that old rocking horse out in Granddaddy's yard. Next time I fell for you was at the age of 10. Young enough to swear I'd never do that again. I've got the bruises, I've got the scars. Every time I fall for you, girl, you've got me seeing stars. And my world keeps spinning. This must be how love feels. I'm falling spurs over Stetson and remember that old rodeo, the night you turned 18. You were up in the crowd, smiling down at me. 8 seconds is a lifetime in a wide open space. I rode that frog till I saw you and fell flat on my face. I've got the bruises, I've got the scars. Every time I fall for you, girl, you got me seeing stars. And my world keeps spinning. This must be how love feels. Falling spurs over Stetson and head over heels. You're like a bad habit I'm hanging on to. Every time you look my way, I'm falling for you. Well, I've got the bruises and I've got the scars. Every time I fall for you, girl, you've got me seeing stars. And my world keeps spinning. This must be how love feels. I'm falling spurs over Stetson and
that's Rusty Ryerson with Spurs Over Stetson, kicking things off for our final Campfire Cafe for 2016. And we are missing our co-host, Bobby Bell. She was a little under the weather today out in Santa Cruz, California. So, Bobby, get better, and we will see you the first of the year on the radio. But we have an exciting show. A young lady is joining us that we have really been missing for about 18 months, I think, as a solo guest. She joined us back in, I believe it was April, for the Santa Cruz Cowboy Festival for a segment we did. But we're going to welcome to the show Mickey Daniel, and a lot of exciting things that have been happening with this young lady in 2016. So we're going to be talking with Mickey in just a moment. But we want to thank right now our fine sponsors. And those are the sponsors you'll find in the general store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the Western and equestrian lifestyle, and our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches. For the finest riding destinations in North America, be sure and visit our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches. Now take a deep seat in the saddle, grab a big cup of coffee. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Mickey Daniel on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
West of Abilene, on my knees one night I saw the light in my boots and jeans. Never thought I'd meet a friend like that, not in my wildest dreams. I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. I don't see how a man who lived 2,000 years ago, he could find me down in Texas, Abilene. like even Timbuktu. Oh, when he walks beside me, I feel 10 feet tall. He took away my sins. He can do the same for y'all. I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. On my knees one night, I saw the light in my boots and jeans. I never thought I'd meet a friend like that. In my wildest dreams, I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. Yeah, I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. On my knees one night, I saw the light in my boots and jeans. Never thought I'd meet a friend like that. In my wildest dreams, I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene.
Well, that's Mickey Daniels. I met Jesus in Texas. Mickey is an Americana artist who lives and loves the Western life she writes and sings about. She was awarded the Western Music Association's 2016 Female Performer of the Year Award, and she's received nominations for the Maripolitan Awards for Western Swing Female Artist of the Year, the Academy of Western Artists Western Female Entertainer of the Year, Western Album of the Year, and Western Song of the Year. Her CD, Cowgirl Swing, was 2015 Western Swing Album of the Year from the Western Music Association and the Rural Roots Commission. She made history as the youngest recipient of the Western Heritage Wrangler Award with her debut CD, Gonna Be a Cowgirl, and in 2014 was honored to be awarded Western Music Association's Crescendo Award and the Cowtown Society of Western Music Rising Star Award. Mickey Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. You've had a huge year in 2016.
I really have. Yeah. I've been very, very blessed, that's for sure.
Well, when
I think about it, I realize, you know, most 20-year-olds don't get to do all the stuff that I get to do, and I just have been really blessed to have a family and friends and fans that support me and encourage me and help me be able to accomplish everything that I can. So a huge thank you to them for that.
Well, that is a cool thing. And you are such a talented young lady. And by the way, Mickey's calling in from an undisclosed ski area out west, and she was kind enough to join us for the show today. So if her cell signal is not as strong, you'll understand what that is. But you're a pretty good skier, Mickey.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things that I guess everybody is judges themselves about it. I've definitely got a lot to learn, but I'll hang in there.
Well, like everything, it's if you have fun, that's okay.
That's pretty much the way I look at it. I'm not as brave as I am on horses, that's for sure, though.
Oh, wow. Well, did you have a big Christmas? You know, we've just finished the Christmas season, and golly Moses, that was only 4 days ago, and then we're about to start 2017. But did you and your family have a big Christmas?
We really did. You know, being Texans, we don't really see a whole lot of snow, but we're in New Mexico and up in the mountains here, and on Christmas Eve it started snowing before we all finished playing games and went to bed, and when we woke up the next morning we had like between 4 and 6 inches of snow, and it was beautiful, and it was a white Christmas. It was, the sun came out, it was absolutely beautiful. We couldn't have asked for a more beautiful Christmas, so. It's a special holiday to get to spend with people you care about. I got to do that.
That's great. Well, we had a record-setting Christmas day of 76 degrees back here in Nashville.
Oh my goodness!
And yeah, I mean it set a record that had gone back into the 1800s. So we, as Bobby says, people were in their shorts and their UGG boots back here. You know, it was. Quite a different Christmas.
It's hard for me to imagine. I think our high was like 17, maybe 18.
Oh, wow. Well, somewhere in between the 18 and the 76 is where I like to be. So anyway,
yeah, so
glad you had a good time.
In the
yeah, somewhere in the middle. Well, tell us about 2016, because you have a lot of changes in your life. You've started college, and tell us where you're going to school, and what are you majoring in, and how different is that for you because you were homeschooled?
Yeah, it's been a little bit interesting. I love it. I absolutely love it. But I was homeschooled growing up, so I never really had the school experience, although I did get to perform for schools on occasion. But 2016 has been a really, really amazing year. I had a really heavy performance schedule in the spring and also in the fall. And as of this summer, I had several friends who were really encouraging me to consider looking at attending the music program at McLennan Community College in Waco, Texas. And it wasn't something that I was really thinking I was wanting to do since my performing schedule was so heavy. But I started thinking about it, and we prayed about it a lot, and we were just, you know, really talking it over. And I happened to know one of the professors there who was really the encourager for me to attend their program, and his name is Dick Gimble. And he's the son of legendary Johnny Gimble, the fiddle player. And he teaches several classes there, and he had just been talking to me about it for a couple of years. And he said to me about August, you know, hey, if you're going to enroll for this fall, you got to do it now. And so I kind of was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to juggle the school and the horses and the performing, and I'm going to make it happen. And Mom and Dad were behind me 100%. And so it was really great because I went ahead and started school, and it was unlike anything I'd really ever experienced before. I know everybody else. You know, they're raised sitting in the classroom and interacting with other people and listening to someone teach, but I had just never experienced that myself. And I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. I love all my classes. I took a really heavy school schedule, though. It was really too heavy. It was difficult for me to juggle, you know, driving to school and going to school and keeping my horses exercised. And I wound up having to drop client horses because I just didn't have the time, which was kind
right.
of disappointing. But I was able to continue performing, and that was a blessing. My professors really worked with me on that, and they were excited for me. And so I'm going to school, actually, specifically for music. And I'm taking a bunch of music classes, and I'm majoring in guitar, actually. And
oh, wow.
I think that's really exciting for me because I went from not having, you know, being self-taught and not having any really formal guitar lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had a few, but not a lot, and not any that really dove into the theory, the why and the how and the mathematical reasons behind the music I was making. I knew how to play certain things, but I didn't know why it works that way. So it's been really fun going to school for an instrument that I love and getting to be around people, youth that are my age that also love music and have a passion. And the really fun part about it is I know so many youth who aren't really necessarily able to appreciate Western or Americana music or Western swing just because they weren't raised with it and they're just not actually familiar with it. But it's really fun getting to go to school with kids who absolutely just adore music, the concept of music, so much that they love everything, and they really love being introduced to this kind of music. I'm the only one there out of the several, well, probably about 150 students that are attending the program that are going to my classes, they've never heard this before. And I just think it's so much fun to get to share with them this music that I absolutely love, you know.
Oh, that's got to be a treat for you to do that, and quite a learning experience for them. So have you converted some of those students?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've actually hired a couple of them for some of my gigs. they really love it, and, you know, we're not really supposed to jam in the halls, so we go outside, and oftentimes it starts with someone practicing for a lesson that they have coming up later, and then people just show up with their instruments, and instead of, you know, going to the practice room and practicing on their own individual pieces, it kind of turns into a big jam. And a really special moment for me was about, I guess, 2 months ago, the end of October, early November, I don't remember exactly when, I was sitting there playing, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter, which was originally like an ink spot song from the 20s, real sweet, real jazzy. I was sitting there and just playing it by myself and singing, and a friend of mine came up with his trumpet, and he had a little trumpet mute in it, and it had a real 20 sound, and he started playing, and then a bass player came over and started jamming out with us, and then we got a guitar player, and the group just grew. And we just played that song over and over again for about 25 minutes, probably. And it was just a really special moment because none of us said anything. We just played music. And it's just, it's a connection that you get to share with people that I've never really gotten to experience before in this way. And we're all have different backgrounds and different stories and different dreams and different music that we listen to, but we all have the same appreciation for music, and it's a really neat connection to have.
That is so neat. Well, of course, being homeschooled, it was one experience for you. I went to public schools, but then I went to a private college in Nashville and participated in the music program there. And it's, you know, when you go to college, you develop another set of friendships that really will last throughout your lifetime. And the college experience is so different from even a high school experience if you're in the public schools versus homeschool. So I know it's got to be a huge change for you, but there's no telling. Yeah. There's no telling what kind of band and relationships you'll develop from these college friends that you're making and learning and sharing music with. But speaking of music, we've got to get to a song. And all so right. Let's get to one that you wrote called Texas Kerosene. We're going to come back and talk more with Mickey Daniel. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Well, my uncle lives out in Nevada. He says the moon there is big and bright.
Big and bright.
But me, I live down there in Texas with my Lone Star Spangled Knight. Well, now everyone knows us Texans. We tend to down there in
That's Mickey Daniels, Texas Kerosene, and that's from her first CD, Gotta Be a Cowgirl. And while we were listening to that, Mickey, one of the questions that came to mind was that now after being involved in this music program at college, how is that going to affect your writing?
Well, so far, I don't know. It's given me some life experiences to write about. actually, a class I can take called songwriting, and I've thought about taking it, and I think it would be really exciting to get to do that. But so far, it's actually been really neat because I've learned so much on the guitar that it's opened up a whole new world for melodies. And I find that a lot of the lyrics to my songs are initially inspired by a melody that I play. And so that's been really neat, learning these just new songs, new chords, new techniques, and being able to apply them in a single song, a three-minute selection of music, putting that together and making words tell a story. So it's been really, really neat getting to have the experience of learning from all of these really incredible professors who either at one time professionally did travel and play music or chose to teach instead of having that profession. But either way you look at it, they're brilliant and amazing, and they really have inspired me a lot, and it has affected my songwriting already. It's definitely encouraged me to bump up my musicianship on my songwriting a little bit and help my songs be a little bit more complex, but not necessarily in ways that are difficult for the listener to follow, but
right.
You know, more unique melodies and storylines even. So it's been really neat.
So what comes first for you, the lyrics or the melody?
Well, you know, every song is different, but oftentimes it's the melody first. Oftentimes I will be out riding or be doing something with my hands where I'm not really thinking actively about music, and I'll start humming a song, and it won't be a song I've ever heard before. It'll just, you know, be in my brain, and I hear it, and so I sing it. And then I come home and it's stuck in my head, so I write words to match it. But sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes I hear something that really inspires me. A line, for instance, my newest line that I'm going to work on is "Addicted to Hardwood Floors." And it just is a line that really just kind of bothers me. It's like it's a really good line, and it was given to me by a friend, and I think about it all the time, and I just really want to write a song to do it justice, and so I haven't even thought about a melody for it. I'm just trying to find the words to tell the story that I want to tell, you know. So it just depends, but most of the time for me, about 80% of the time probably, it's the melody first.
Oh, that's interesting. That is interesting. Well, we're going to go to another song, and this is another that you wrote called Cold Blue Eyes. So what can you tell us about this one? Yeah, this is a pretty cool song.
I wrote this one in Colorado. I was sitting in a hotel room, and I was bored. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a song. And for the life of me, I couldn't think of anything to write about. So I Googled cool, short, one-liner quotes. And I found a site that had all these quotes, and I incorporated 21 of them into a song that told a story about an outlaw. And that's the song, Cold Blue Eyes.
All right. Well, let's let people hear this one. This is Cold Blue Eyes, and this is from her latest CD, Cowgirl Swing. And we're talking with Mickey Daniel today on our final Campfire Cafe for 2016. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
He was young and his face was weathered, gun savvy and range wise. Too young to fear death, yet a strong desire to survive. Ask him no questions, he'll tell you no lies. Such was the story, short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. Blood may run thicker than water, spilt it makes a bigger mess. Comrades like a four-leaf clover, hard to find, lucky to get. Young outlaw rider, western justice in disguise. Such was the story, short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. And the waters ran deep in the river of his soul. Time is out to get him till his heart grows cold. The sun slowly sets on his days of liberty. Those cold blue eyes belong to the boy, Benny McKenzie. Ride hard, shoot straight, and trust but few, the motto by which he lived. Friends grow and so do foes, even the best can slip. Everyone talks of heaven, but no one wants to die. Such is the story and short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. He waltzed with the devil and expected to keep his soul. Lessons learned will be remembered till one grows old. A boy becomes a man first in body, then in mind. Such is the story and short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. The waters ran deep in the rivers of his soul. Time was out to get him till his heart grew cold. And the sun quickly set on his days of liberty. Those cold blue eyes belong to the boy, Benny McKenzie. They say the hero blue eyes ghost whispering in the breeze. They strung him up outside of town in that willow hanging tree. He'd stolen too many horses and taken too many lives. Such was the story, short-lived glory of cold blue eyes. 1, 2, 3. And the waters ran deep in the river of his soul. Father time was out to get him till his heart grew cold. The sun quickly set on his days of liberty. Those cold blue eyes belong to the boy, Benny McKenzie. Oh, farewell to the young son of a gun, Benny McKenzie, and his cold blue eyes.
Cold blue eyes, Mickey Daniel, and we're talking with Miss Mickey, who has taken the time away from the ski slopes to come in and visit with us today. And you gonna get out and ski again some more today?
Oh, probably not. I think I brought my ponies down here, and so we'll probably go ride here in a little bit.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Skiing before my ankle starts hurting from an old horse injury, and so I just like to climb back up on those ponies.
Well, it's kind of fun to ride the ponies in the snow, too. I used to love doing that, particularly on a moonlit night. Boy, have you ever ridden your horses out in the snow at night with the moon shining on that white snow?
I actually just did it a few days ago, and it was absolutely beautiful. We were out riding, and I was just looking up, and you could see all the stars, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, this is so beautiful. I don't know why anybody would trade this for anything, because I know that I wouldn't.
No, it's a great life, and that'd be a great song, too. Riding
really
your ponies in the snow.
Something I thought about. That's you just gave me a line right there. Riding my ponies in the snow. Oh, I'm going to use that, Gary. You should do this again next. And you should ask me about that song.
I will do that. We'll do that. Well, let's talk about some more exciting things that are going on with you. I mean, I know school has been a big change for you, and that's exciting. Yeah. The things that are going on there. I'm going to kind of follow up and see what kind of band you put together from your fellow students. That should be a fun thing to see where it goes.
Yeah. So far, but, they've just been standing in for my normal guys, but I definitely see some more of that happening in the future.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully they're listening. They may get excited if they hear you talk about that. So that'd be cool. But you've got other exciting things that are going on in your life. There's a TV network called Ride TV, and they have a series that I think they're getting kicked off called Unbridled. Talk to us a little bit about that and about how you've been featured on that.
Oh, yeah. So Ride TV is a network on Dish Network and several other networks now, and it's a show dedicated specifically towards the equestrian way of life. And they have several different specific episode series, TV shows that they use to feature, you know, equestrians, horse breeders, you know, cowboys, horse trainers. And they recently just decided to start a part of the show that's dedicated to equestrian musicians. And they had started talking to me about a year ago or so, maybe a little over, after I had made their acquaintance. And when they found out that I'm a horse girl and I also write songs and I'm a performer, that really seemed to intrigue them. And so they contacted us and asked if I would be interested in having them feature me in an episode of their show called Unbridled Song. And, of course, I was really excited about that and said yes. And it's been really, really neat getting to work with them. And talk about a whole different experience. Oh, my goodness. I've never experienced that before, you know? I mean, even I've done a few, like, TV interviews or, like, Good Morning shows and that kind of thing, but this was completely different. They came to the house and interviewed me and got some shots of me and my band performing. Also, a lot of footage of me training horses and just doing my normal day-to-day stuff. And I tell you, at one point, we don't really have a big house. And they had me sitting in the middle for the interview, and I think there were like 9 or 10 guys in the living room, and they all had all this camera equipment. There was no way you could walk from the front door to the back. There was so much stuff. I had never experienced that before. There was lights. There was a guy to fix my hair and my makeup, and there was a, you know, guy interviewing me, and, you know, several guys on cameras, and a director, and a screenwriter, and just all these things that you just don't realize happen behind the scenes.
Right.
That was a really fun experience. So anyhow, I think the episode is really supposed to feature my songwriting, but it'll also talk about, you know, my childhood and where a lot of my passion for the things that I have passions for now, you know, music and horses, where they come from, and how my parents helped foster that and encouraged me to continue it. And it's going to be a really, really neat episode. I'm excited to see it and excited to see what they've done with it. You forget. You don't think about how much time and actual videography has to go into making even a short video. I didn't really think about that, but it's been really exciting and really humbling to be a part of something so incredible. And
that is so cool. Well, now the Unbridled Song is, what is that, a half an hour show, an hour show? Do you know how long that show is?
I don't know, but I think it's probably about 40 minutes. 40 to 40
okay.
minutes.
Okay. Yeah, and how many days did it take of shooting to get in maybe a 45-minute episode?
About 5 collective. yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. But then you have to take into account, you know, setting up all the equipment and getting the shots that you need. So we had to retake a bunch of shots because, you know, you're dealing with fallible humans and horses that, you know, definitely right. have their own time. And traffic, you know, getting from one location to the next and that kind of thing. But it definitely was a really interesting experience because, like I said, you just don't realize how much time has and effort, you know, hard work actually has to go into creating such a significantly smaller piece of entertainment. You know, it's
right.
It was crazy. Definitely a very eye-opening experience.
Is that something that you'd like to pursue? Would you be interested in a TV show, a television career to go along with your music?
Yeah, possibly. Definitely not in replacement of, but I really enjoyed it. And, you know, it's easy to enjoy sharing something that you love. I think it's
mm-hmm.
part of that. If I have the opportunity to do something like that and continue sharing what I love, or if I'm able to encourage other people in something that they love, yeah, I would definitely really, really love to do that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens out of that. But stay tuned, and we'll keep you up to date on that.
All right. Now, if people follow your website, will they be able to find out when that episode is going to air for the first time?
Absolutely, yes. It will be airing in January.
Okay.
We'll keep it posted on my website and also on my Facebook page. My Facebook page is a bit easier of a way to get up, you know, day-to-day updates. My website is also always current, but it's not as
up to the minute.
Right. My Facebook,
right.
you know, we're constantly active on it. So any new news that we have or, you know, little changes or anything are immediately posted on there. So that's the
easiest. Okay. All right. So the Facebook page is Mikki, M-I-K-K-I, Daniel. And so you can follow her on Facebook, and the website is MikkiDaniel.com. And we'll just go ahead and give that out now, and we will again before the show's over with. But talking about Ride TV and this young lady singing, we're going to go to another song right now, and it's called She Could Ride. And we'll come back and talk more with Mikki Daniel in just a moment on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world. Online at equestrianlegacy.net.
She had a long black braid hanging down her back and a California buckaroo style hat and a smile warm as sunshine in July. She had a half wild wide-eyed Mustang stud and spurs and jingle boots covered in mud and a playful little twinkle in her eyes. And she has ridden them up in Montana and she was raised on Bronx too tough to ride. She was born in the wilderness of Nevada. If there was anything she could do, she could ride, ride, ride. If there was anything she could do, she could ride. Aha! She owns land up in Montana. Tell she works by her calloused hands, the kind of girl that money doesn't buy. Sitting tall and saddle chasing the breeze, her little bay's heart beating between her knees. If she can't be free, then she would rather die. And she likes to ride the ones up in Montana, and she was raised on Bronx, too tough to ride. And she was born in the wilderness of Nevada. If there was anything she could do, she could ride. Above Monterey, watching her dreams soar on eagle's wings. She's a girl with a heart that'll never be tamed, glitter in the wind that'll never be claimed, fire racing through the depths of her veins. and she has written them up in Montana. Yeah, she was raised on Bronx, too tough to ride. She was born in the wilderness of Nevada. If there was anything she could do, it was ride, ride, ride. If there was anything she could do, she could.
She can yodel too. This is just a multi-talented young lady. The song is She Could Ride, and another great song from her Cowgirl Swing CD. And Mickey, while we're talking about She Could Ride, I'm going to do a plug here right now for just a minute. Okay. And that is for Equestrian Legacy Radio's Rendezvous 2017. The date is June 1st through the 3rd. And this year, we're going to be holding that at Loretta Lynn's Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, just about an hour outside of Nashville. And we're raising money for the Alzheimer's Association and the National Parkinson's Foundation. But people can go ahead and order tickets and make their reservations now at equestrianlegacy.net and just go to Rendezvous 2017. 26 miles of beautiful trails to ride. We've got music concerts with some of your favorite Western entertainers that will be joining us. We've got Belinda Gale and Eli Barcy and John Cunningham. We've got Dale Shields, who is a singer-songwriter and co-host of Best of America, that's going to be joining us, as well as the Girls Next Door, Mike and Doris Merritt. And Mickey, did you get to meet Gareth at WMA this year?
I sure did. Yeah, what a lovely entertainer. He's very talented. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So Gareth is going to be joining us, and just a lot of great entertainers. We'll be announcing a few more as we go forward. But people are already making their reservations, and that is going to include everything that's part of Rendezvous 2017 at Loretta Lynn's Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. And again, you can get your tickets and make your reservations now at equestrianlegacy.net. Going to be a big time, a lot of trail riding. And you ever been to Loretta Lynn's Ranch, Mickey?
Yes, I did, actually. Several years ago for my 16th birthday, we went to Nashville, and we got spot by there and just see it from the gate, you know. But it was really special, and I'll never forget it, but never been actually on the ground. So.
Well, it's cool. Yeah, 26 miles of trails to ride. She's got her museum there. She's got a studio there. She's got a Western town you can shop, and a Native American museum there, a grist mill that you can visit and shop, and, of course, her home is right there, and you might even see Loretta visiting with us sometime during that week. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and great trails to ride, about 26 miles of beautiful trails. So a lot of fun, and not too far out of Nashville. And then right after we finish up, the CMA Fest starts in Nashville. So a lot of people will be coming in for that and then staying on for CMA Fest. Yeah, big time. But let's talk more about all of these different things that have been happening good to you in 2016. And in 2016, in November, you were named the Western Music Association Female Performer of the Year. What about that?
Well, I mean, it's only been 6 weeks, so I'm still kind of in shock about it, I think. It was really, really humbling for me, because the ladies that have inspired me and have encouraged me for all 7 years of my attending the WMA, they've been Belinda Gale and Junie Fisher and Mary Kay and Kristen Harris. They were also the nominees for the award this year. And I really didn't expect to get it, just because they are very talented ladies and very deserving of the award also. And I just had kind of come to a place where I just was honored and very thankful, grateful to be nominated next to them, and just wasn't really expecting. definitely was.
Well, it was well deserved. Well deserved, and you know, cool, because you've been coming on this show off and on for probably, I don't know, 3 years or more, and it's been just really cool to see how you have continued to develop and grow as an entertainer, as a performer. Well beyond your years.
Thank you very much. I just want to say thank you to everybody who voted for me and believed in me and has encouraged me, because, you know, it's a dream come true to be able to win an award that my heroes and heroines have all won. And I'm very, very thankful. And I see it and I still don't believe it, but I'm very grateful. So a huge thank you to everyone who voted for me. And I'm thankful.
Well, our congratulations to you. And I saw a photograph or two that was going around on Facebook where you were part of a group of ladies that have won that in the past. And wow, what a group of performers you're part of now. So that is just so exciting and so well deserved. And congratulations again. So where's your music going to take you? What's your 5-year plan?
Well, I definitely want to keep going to school, and that's kind of become my new focus, honestly, is being able to continue school. But I've decided to keep up the music as much as possible, so definitely not really scaling down a whole lot on performing. So my spring and my fall are really heavy times of year for performance, and I'm really excited for some neat shows that I've got coming up in 2017. And, you know, I really hope to be able to continue doing that. I'd really like to get to spend a little bit more time with my horses, too. So I'm looking at picking up maybe some more client horses in the summer, and that'd be fantastic. But music-wise, I just really want to keep doing what I'm doing, because I've never really had the mentality that I wanted to be famous or wanted to be a star. I really just don't have that drive. What I really love is to get to share music that I love with people that also love it, because there's just nothing like being able to bring that joy to people. And as long as I can do that, I will definitely do that. So that's kind of my goal, is just to be able to continue that. And Mom helps me. She manages me and helps me with all my bookings and everything that's business-wise. And she does a fantastic job, and I hope that never changes. So that's going to be really fun. And so I don't really have, I guess, a definite 5-year plan, except for to just keep doing what I'm doing and keep giving glory to where glory is due, and being able to continue sharing music that I love. That's why I'm performing, and that'll never change. So.
Well, thank you for doing that, and that's a pretty doggone good goal. That's a pretty good 5-year plan. So that's great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And
I have got
the support of everyone. So.
Well, you've got a great support system, and I think anybody to be successful has to have that. And I certainly appreciate your mom. So you tell her I said that. She's just a joy to visit with. And She is. She's just a cool, cool lady. Yeah. I have a YouTube channel. And people can find Equestrian Legacy Radio on YouTube and visit our YouTube channel. And I had put up a, I had created a video of you performing polka dots and moonbeams. And so, you know how people come in and they like your channel and start following it and they have these different comments. Right. And so I don't know where this guy, I don't know what country this guy was from, but he made a comment about your polka dots and moonbeams. And he said it was as smooth and silky as a flow of milk chocolate. And, yeah, I don't have that exactly like he said it, but it was pretty flattering. And this is just a great song. That's a little bit different from what we've been playing so far on the show. And let's take a listen to Polka Dots and Moonbeams. And we're going to come back and talk just a few minutes more with Mickey, because I know she's ready to get out and ride those ponies a little bit. So let's take a listen to that and come back and talk more with Miss Mickey Daniel, the 2016 WMA Female Performer of the Year on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe.
Country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an, oh, I beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed tree. Music started and was I a perplexed one. He took my hand and said, may I have this next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled round the pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we circled round the floor. There were questions, oh, but my heart knew all the answers and perhaps a few things more. Built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after. I will always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss that pug-nosed dream. Circled around the floor. questions. Oh, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of moonbeams when I kiss that pug-nosed dream. When I kiss that pug-nosed dream.
As smooth and rich as chocolate. Polka dots and moonbeams. That's Mickey Daniel. And she just has fans all over this planet. And great song, Mickey. Great job with that.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. When I first heard that, I looked at my mom and I said, Mama, I've got to record this song.
Well, you've done quite a few of some of the, what I would call old standards from maybe that big band era that was out there. Do you enjoy just the wide variety of music? Do you have any particular area that is kind of more fun for you?
You know, I probably have 45, maybe 50 big band CDs in my truck right now. But I listen to a little bit of everything as long as it's older. I love Jim Croce and Loggins and Messina. And I'll really just enjoy a wide variety of stuff. And the Andrews Sisters, I love their stuff. And the Boston
Oh, yeah.
Just some of that really tight trio and quartet harmony, just that sound. But I love big band, and I love cowboy music, and I love Western music, and I love Western swing. And as long as it's got some age to it, I really enjoy it.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. So I hope that means you're enjoying the show, because I certainly have some age on me here. But that's
no,
a nice thing to say.
It's a shame that we haven't done this show in a whole year, or I guess it's probably been a little longer than that. But I'm so glad, so thankful to be on today. Thank you so much, Gary, for having
me. Well, glad to have you, and thank you for taking the time to do that. And and again, let's tell folks where they can find you on Facebook and on your website.
Absolutely. My name is Mickey Daniel. That is MickkiDaniel.com is my website. And on Facebook, it's just Facebook/Mickey Daniel. And it's that simple. I got music on my website, and you can find it on Facebook and on Amazon and iTunes, and you name it, and you find it. And it's easy to find as long as you can spell my name right.
All right, and that is, again, that's MickKi, and it's Daniel without an S. It's Daniel. So MickeyDaniel.com and Mickey Daniel on Facebook. And a couple of quick questions for you before we go. I saw something you had posted the other day on Facebook, and you were flipping over backwards on a horse. What's that all about?
Oh yeah, well, me and some of my buddies were, we watched The Quick and the Dead, the Western, and with Russell Crowe, and we saw the scene where one of the gunfighters is sitting on his horse, and he does this trick where he flips over backwards, shoots this ace of spades dead in the center from underneath his horse as he flips over. It's this crazy trick, and you have to see the movie to know what I'm talking about, but we all saw it, and we just looked at each other, and we were like, we're going to do this. So we all sat out there in the arena for a couple hours and practiced this trick, flipping over backwards and then shooting each other. And it was a lot of fun. And so I think actually this weekend, we're going to get a video of all three of us doing it at the same time, hopefully. So stay tuned on Facebook for that.
All right, we'll watch for that. And my second question is, do you have a new project that's in the works? I mean, with all of the things that you're doing with school and your touring and your horse work, do you have a new project for us that's in the work? Because it's been a couple of years.
We don't have a full album coming out, but actually next weekend I'm going to be going into the studio with a dear friend of mine, and we've done some co-writing, and we're going to start working on getting an album or at least a few songs recorded and hopefully out for you guys sooner rather than later. So stay tuned for that. It's still it's undercover a little bit. We're not quite officially announcing it just yet, but it is happening. So I'm excited to be able to share that with you guys as soon as it comes out.
All right. Well, we're going to look forward to a new CD from Mickey Daniel. And Mickey, you have been such a joy, as always, to have on the show. And again, you can find her at MickeyDaniel.com, find her on Facebook, and follow her there. And you'll be able to see her trick riding and watch for that triple backward
triple flip
thing that's going to that's going to happen. So, anyway, Mickey, thanks a lot. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful new year. And any big plans for the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day?
Oh, we're just going to be riding horses and riding four-wheelers and playing games with my family. And we're going to stay up till midnight and scream real loud and yell Happy New Year. And then we're going to go sleep. And hopefully it snows again so we can have a snowball fight and do some sledding. But that's about it.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great way to bring in the new year. So Happy New Year to you and your wonderful family. Have a great time. And again, thank you for being with us. And we're going to close out this segment with another of Mickey's songs called Skyball Paint. And when we come back, we're going to premiere a brand new song when we close out for the day, and it's one from Mary Kay. So don't go away. And Mickey, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Gary. And sure did miss you, Bobby. Love you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Singing, high, oh, lad, don't you make him mad. He's the devil's great-grandson, and he's doing his best to tame the West till the day that he's done. Where the greasewood bats wore Stetson hats and the bad men all run free. Where they sold the jail at a bargain sale, that's the land for me. Where the desert ants wear buckskin pants and help to rule the land. With the bats and the ants and the buckskin pants, I'll rule with an iron hand. Singing hi-ho, whoopee-tie-ho, ride 'em high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. And his eyes were fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, but all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this neck till his blood began to boil. And then I hit the grounds and ate 3 pounds of good old Texas soil. Singing hi-ho, whoopee-tie-ho, ride 'em high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. His neck for the jolt he gave my pride. So I threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his tail where his head should be. So I says his eye, perhaps he's shy or just don't care for me. Singing hi-ho, whoopee-tie-ho, ride him high and down he goes. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. Chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, I sold that nag to him. But when he plants the seat of his pants on Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits, old Jim will not be there. Singing hi-ho, whoop-tie-ho, ride him high and down he goes. go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. Singing hi-ho, tie a ride and high and down you go. Sons of the Western Soul, sons of the Western Soul. Sons of the Western Soul.
Well, that was Mickey Daniels, Skyball Paint, from her CD, Gotta Be a Cowgirl. Mickey is such a sweet young lady and very, very talented. So be sure and visit her website, pick up her music, and that's mickeydaniel.com, and also visit her on Facebook. So a lot of folks have asked, and Saddle Up America took a hiatus during the month of December while we were visiting with folks, focusing on Christmas music and Christmas traditions and sharing stories about Christmas's past with our guest. But Saddle Up America will be back beginning next week. So we've got some very special guests that are going to be joining us for that. And we'll be talking with Mark Bedour, will be one of our guests. And we'll be talking about a brand new TV show he's featuring for Horse People that will be seen on public television. And also our friends from Backcountry Horsemen of America will be with us. And then on the Campfire Cafe, we've got Jim Jones and Doug Figgs that will join us, and we'll be sharing some of their music from their great new CD as well. So we want to wish everyone a very blessed and happy new year. Remind you to tune in this Sunday morning for Belinda Gale's program, Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. It starts at 9 o'clock. And that will be a wrap-up and an end-of-the-year show with Belinda, so tune in for that. You can find all of our shows on our website at equestrianlegacy.net, and you can add our mobile app to your phone, or you can just go straight to our website. It's mobile-friendly, and you can listen to the shows from your smartphone as well as from your computer. All of those can be found at equestrianlegacy.net. All of our shows are archived, so if you miss a live show or you want to go back and listen to another one, you can do that from our website as well. So we wrap up this show, the last one for Thursday in 2016. We look forward to being back with you again on January the 5th, 2017, with our very special guest joining us. And Bobby Bell, get well. We missed you today. We look forward to seeing you back on the radio next week. We thank all of you for joining us, and we remind you, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. And now, as promised, a brand new song to close the show from our good friend Mary Kay, and it's one called Wind and Snow. Happy New Year.
And I know you want to rest, but we've got strays on the mountain and those canyons to the west. And I don't need a weatherman to tell me what I already know. By this time tomorrow, they'll be buried by the wind and snow. So ask your wives and sweethearts to leave the porch light on. There's no telling the time it takes or how long we'll be gone. Saddle up your horses, the best ones that you know. this time tomorrow, they'll be plowing through the wind and snow. Wind and snow. Noon the sun had made its exit from the sky. The wind howled in from the east and the snow began to fly. But those boys on the mountain knew just which way to go. They had cattle to gather in the wind and snow. Someday around a campfire, the story will be told about the storm and the sky and the men who saddled up the road, pulled their colors up and they smoothed their hides down low, riding for the brand in the wind and snow. Wind and snow. Job of rounding up our poor wayfaring souls. He made the low mighty and he made the mighty low. He would not, he could not be stopped by the wind and snow. Wind and snow. Wind and snow. We've got a job to do, boys. We won't quit until we're done. We'll ride into hell, even if